Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Fames and Lives of Friends. Tonight, we'll be interviewing the creator of the web soap series, The Bay, Gregory J. Martin. If you'd like to call in to ask Gregory a question, call us at 914-338-1239. You can also call us using Skype. Or you can ask a question from our chat room. You must be registered to post in the chat room. Follow us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. Gregory was born Gregorio Barbieri Jr. in 1978 in Yonkers, New York. Gregory has directed 7 movies by the age of 30. Gregory is a quadruple threat by acting, directing, producing, and writing his own films. The Bay is a web soap series starring current and former Days of Our Lives stars Mary Beth Evans, John Callahan, Martha Madison, Eileen Kristen, and Sondra D. Robinson. I'd also like to thank Carol for setting up this interview. Thank you so much, Carol. We're also joined tonight by my co-hosts, Lori and Marianne.
Hello.
Thanks, Gregory.
Hello.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
And Gregory's here, too. Thanks, Gregory. For
Hi.
Green. Hi.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, we are very, very pleased to have you. What motivated you to start a web series?
You know, what motivated me? You know, there's several different places in my life where, you know, the internet had been a motivation to me in one way or another. But I think my biggest motivation was probably Tristan Rogers. Tristan was in 3 of my films. And every time we were on set, he would always say, you know, you have to do one of these web series. I'm telling you, it's the television of the future. So And I always heard him, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you know. But I was doing features at the time, and just kind of focusing on that. And then I just said, you know what? I'm watching everyone else do one, and I'm not doing one. And so I decided to take the chance. But I've always had a huge fascination with the daytime world, and I worked in daytime a little bit. And I think they're very hard workers, and I think that it's a wonderful medium. So I think that was also part of my motivation, because the internet kind of gives you the opportunity to do what you will.
Do you think I just want to jump on Tristan Rogers real quick. I was just wondering, you were saying he's your co-producer and your friend, and your films, you know, have been in so many of your films, but he's also, of course, starting his own web series, Reality Bites. Do you think you guys are going to be okay and sort of competing in the same line of work like that?
No way. No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, it's perfectly. I mean, it's all about, you know, expanding the medium. So I think it's all about, you know, everyone should come out and make a web soap. And there's a lot out there already. But I think the you know, web soaps will be the soaps of the future.
So. What do you think is wrong with daytime soaps? Because nighttime soaps do well, you know, Desperate Housewives and stuff like that. But why isn't daytime having the same amount of success?
Well, it's actually a combination of lots of things. First off, people aren't really home during the day to watch daytime. So it's a whole different story. I mean, the numbers are going to be much different because people work during the day. So that goes without saying. But overall, and especially now where, you know, everyone's working. It's not just the man. I mean, back in the day, the old-fashioned days, it was, you know, women would be home, and that's what the soaps were actually targeted toward, you know, housewives and mothers who were home. But now everyone's working. You know, it's a more equal world, and so soaps, you know, little by little, the ratings kind of dropped. So that's one thing. But I think a lot of it has to do with budgeting. They do have somewhat of a budget. It might not be equal to what, you know, what is given, or what is you know, what type of budget that primetime shows have. But I don't think the budgets are utilized properly. And I think that if they kind of reshape their budgets, that they might be able to give better quality productions. People aren't idiots. I mean, they you know, people want to see good quality stuff, and soaps often went on location. The budgets were bigger, and so things, you know, things looked better, and people see that, and it's almost like watching, nowadays, it's almost like watching a show inside a box. You know, everything is so condensed and small sets, and it's not as intriguing. So visually, people are just not as interested. And then, of course, storylines aren't, you know, it's the same old thing. There's nothing new. And I mean, one of the things about Santa Barbara, which what made Santa Barbara so great, was that they took chances. You know, when Santa Barbara was on the air, it was a whole new thing. I mean, people, the storylines were a little edgier. They weren't shooting completely in studios. There was a lot of exteriors, more exteriors than the average soap. The characters were edgier. You know, so I think it's all about taking chances.
Mm-hmm. How would you translate that into the Bay? What type of chances, without, you know, giving away too much, what type of chances are you going to take?
Well, you know, I'd like to give soap fans what they want, which is their soap stars. Mm-hmm. Everyone on my show has been, almost the entire cast has been on another show, has been contracted on the show one time or another, and they were fan favorites. So that's one thing. And then, of course, there's that, you know, those fun storylines that soaps are missing today, you know, because they don't have the budgets and they don't know how to utilize the money that they do have. They don't take the chances with the stories, and so everything is in a box, and there's no movement, there's no excitement. And people like to see movement. People like to see action. People like to see romance, and people are getting cut left and right, and there's no storylines being developed amongst, you know, characters that are becoming favorites. So there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in the whole daytime world, and I hope to do that with the Bay.
I have a question for you. This is Marianne.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about fan favorites, and Mary, I see you, Mary Beth Evans is cast as the lead, Sarah
yeah.
Garrett. I just want... What made you decide that she was the best one for that role?
Well, I had a couple of different actresses in mind. When I was a kid, my family would watch soaps, whether it was Santa Barbara or All My Children or One Life to Live or all of the shows. And so it was you know, a soap opera was constantly on the television. And so in my little, you know, 6-year-old head, I created this character of this blonde-haired, blue-eyed beauty. She just kind of developed with me. She was like my imaginary friend. Sound like a nutcase. But she was like my, this character that I created and I developed into this family. When I was casting the part, I kind of reached out to some of my friends and people who were working on the project, and I said, I need a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress who would be in her 40s. What are your thoughts? And people threw names out, you know, and it wasn't quite what I imagined. And then Sandy Robinson, who is a friend of mine who's been I worked with back in New York and now is a... who I worked on a film called Sebastian with, and now she's on the series. She said, what about Mary Beth Evans? And I said, oh, wow, she's perfect.
That's
what I imagined. And so I called her manager, who I'm a friend with, who were friends, and I called him and I said, I'd like to set up a meeting and talk to her about the project. I think she'd be great for this. And I sent the script, and she liked it, and we met, and... now she's playing the part. So I was very fortunate.
That's great.
And she's a wonderful actress, and she's very well respected in the daytime world, which is what I needed for the part. I needed someone who had that fan following, especially since she's
a great fan base.
Since she's helming the show. I mean, everything revolves around Sarah Garrett. The history that I've created for this character goes way back many, many years, and so, you know, I needed someone strong and someone who could actually helm the show, which she can do easily.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, a good question from the chat room. I just wanted to point out real quick. Someone was asking, speaking of chances, is this going to be like a family-friendly show, or is it going to be sort of web series, anything goes, or what do you have in mind with that?
It's going to be a mob show. No,
we already have General Hospital. We don't need another one of those.
No, I know. Is it going to be a family-friendly show? I don't know. I don't know if I know what that question means. I mean, it's not going to be a Disney program. That's for sure. It's a modern-day dynasty. There's going to be a lot of, you know, cat fights and affairs and all that fun stuff. You know, so it's there's going to be a family, definitely a core family, because I think. A lot of daytime is missing that core family. We have the Garretts. And there's, you know, they might not be the most sane family on the planet, but they're definitely a core family. There'll be lots of family elements, but it's definitely not something that you want to watch with your 5-year-old.
Gotcha.
Like
I guess
my mom
just asking, like, you know, curse words, nudity, stuff like that, or
No.
Someone said it's not Disney.
There's no nudity.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I'm very disappointed. I can tell.
It's the best way to describe it would be a modern day dynasty. So whatever the length that dynasty went to is probably the length we'll go to. I don't know if we'll go any, you know, beyond that.
We have a caller, area code 213. Do you have a question for Gregory?
Okay.
213? Do you have a question?
Hello? No, they're not there anymore.
I guess not. Okay, actually, someone else just called in, and I'll put them on the line. Area code 618. Do you have a question for Gregory?
Yes, I do. My name is Sherry. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello. Listen, I wanted to know, I'm a longtime soap opera fan, and the best part of it for me was the build-up of the characters, you know, any kind of romance, and then finally the payoff in the end. Is there going to be something, do you have that in mind?
Oh, totally. You know what, here's an example. I don't know what soap you watched or who's listening, but some of my favorite, I mean, it's actually, it was a little disappointing to me, as a soap fan, when I was a kid, my sisters would watch One Life to Live, and there was the most romantic, passionate couple I've ever seen on television, and I still haven't seen anything even remotely close to it. But it was Max and Gabrielle on One Life to Live, and they were so passionate, and they were so, I mean, you couldn't get enough of them, played by Fiona Hutchison and James DePaiva, who was represented by a good friend of mine, Sandra Siegel. But and then they kind of, you know, they didn't do anything with it. At the end, it was like, okay, what happened? And, you know, I guess, when you're working on a show for a certain amount of time, it's time to move on and do other things. And so they went off and they did other things for whatever reason. But when they brought them back, they never gave the fans what the fans wanted with Max and Gabrielle. And I don't watch soaps, but anymore at this point, because I'm just a little too busy for it. But I do know what's going on in the whole soap world. So that I don't plan to do that. You never know what's going to happen with an actor, if they might get another gig and they have to go off and do something else. But if I put a commitment to a character or to characters on the show, and I'm developing a story, I will do the best I can to make sure that, you know, it's followed out, so that the fans get what they want.
That sounds wonderful. The payoff is the best part for the fans.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I mean,
I agree.
To this day, I can still remember when I watched soaps many, many years ago, I can still remember certain storylines and segments to this day, you know, and that payoff, the point that you waited for whatever it was, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, a year, you know, for finally so-and-so to contact so-and-so, or it's my baby, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we'll have plenty of, I think the payoffs will probably be a little faster, because it is, you know,
right.
it's a much faster show. But yeah, you'll get your payoffs. I don't like to leave stories hanging you know, until nothing happens.
Well,
but yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Okay, all goes well for you. Thanks.
Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So are you going to be writing everything, the Bible and the dialogue, and along with producing and directing?
I plan to.
Wow.
If it becomes too overwhelming, then I might have some. Yeah, but you know, I already have the Bible. You know, the Bible's already there. The story, the backstory is all there. My plans for the future are all there. So that makes, you know, things a little easier. But I am writing chapters. It seems, I mean, right now, I've written a few chapters. Each chapter equals 4 episodes on this particular web series. And so I'm on my, going on to my 5th chapter. Each episode or each chapter takes me about 8 hours to write. So it doesn't take me a long time because I already have all the backstory in my head. So it's just a matter of taking 8 hours of my day or night and just kind of focusing and saying, okay, what's going to happen in this episode from the beginning to the end? And then I just start writing away, and I have to make it happen within 25 pages. So it takes me about 8 hours to write 25 pages, which is a dialogue, basically.
Mm-hmm. So of writing, producing, and directing, which is your biggest challenge, and which one do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy directing the most. I really like writing a lot. I dislike producing the most, but it has to happen. It's part of the job if you want to make sure that you have a good show. It's the most difficult. It's the biggest challenge because you're juggling, you know, actors and sponsors and fans and so many different things that it's probably the biggest challenge. It's probably the thing that I wouldn't say dislike, but I definitely dislike it more than the others. Because directing is basically taking my creative eye and making it come to life. And the same thing with writing. You know, writing is just taking the story and just, you know, going into my mind and putting it on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Telling everybody what to do, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, help seeing it come to life.
So you have this kickoff party that's going to be coming on this week. Could you give anyone who's listening and plans to go sort of a sneak preview of what the kickoff party is going to be like?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're celebrating the premiere of our show. We start shooting 2 days later, Saturday the 5th. The cast is all coming out. As far as I know, everyone from the cast will be there. I don't know anyone who said they could. Diego Serrano is the only person that said he couldn't make it. So any of you Diego Serrano fans, if you plan to come out for him, he's actually not. I think he's in Italy now, so he won't be here for that. But as far as I know, everyone else will be there, and we'll just have a good time. You know, it's at a lounge in Hollywood. It'll be fairly intimate. Just celebrating the kickoff of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like fun because a lot of people will be out there anyway, you know, for the day's weekend, and then if they're fans of, you know, Mary Beth Evans or John Callahan, then they can, you know, swing by there.
Or
and
Martha
see them
Madison.
Too.
Or
Martha
Fanny
Madison,
Robinson.
Of course, who is our guest, yes.
Yeah, so there's several stars from Days of Our Lives, and it's not going to just be the cast. I've invited, you know, all of my soap friends. I don't know who will show up, but, you know, it's open to pretty much anyone in the soap world. So you'll probably see a lot of actors who will possibly make appearances on the Bay or friends of mine who have worked on some of my other films. So I just don't know who might show up, but it's going to be a fun event. And for fans who are interested in coming, it's only $20 at the door, so it's definitely worth it. You don't get those opportunities all the time, especially with these fan things where the budget, you know, the costs are a little pricey and it's not always as intimate.
Mm-hmm. Was it any coincidence that Martha Madison's playing a role of Marlena?
You know, I need to watch a little more Days. I haven't watched. I know what I have watched of Days has been always very, very fun. I think it's one of the best shows on. As far as soaps, I grew up watching Santa Barbara, you know, in the early 80s or mid 80s until and then I stopped, and I went back through the final years. And I watched All My Children with my mom, and I watched General Hospital for many years with my sisters after Santa Barbara was canceled, and I watched Another World, which was probably my favorite. Had something about it that I really loved. One Life to Live, of course, but I never really watched Days of Our Lives. I caught episodes and everything that I've ever watched on the show. I don't know why. Maybe because I was kind of being controlled by my sisters and whatever they wanted to watch on television. But I know that that any time I ever tuned into Days of Our Lives, it was always extremely captivating. I mean, it was just, and that's the type of energy that I want the Bay to have. So I didn't know that until you just told me right now. I didn't know that Martha Madison was Marlena's daughter.
Oh.
So there's no coincidence, in other words.
I thought you would be a Days fan because you've got four cast members that have all been on Days, you know, or are still on Days.
Yeah.
So I wondered if...
I'm totally a Days fan. I don't watch it, but I'm totally a Days fan because anything I've ever watched, I've seen lots of Kayla and Patch. I've seen lots of Growing Up, of course. I've seen lots of Bo and Hope and Carly. I've seen lots of Carrie and Austin and Sammy and Marlena and John / Roman or, you know, whoever he is now. You know, so I've seen lots of that, but it wasn't something that my family watched religiously, so I didn't necessarily know all of the stories that were happening on the show.
So what was it like for you to act on General Hospital? Were you watching General Hospital before you got on that show?
Yes, I was. I watched the show back in the mid-90s when Wendy Rich was the producer with the Robin and Stone and Jagger and Karen and Brenda. I think that was actually before Wendy Rich, but Sonny and, you know, all of that fun stuff. And then I stopped, and then I moved to L.A., and I had a friend who got me a gig on this. Actually, Becky Hurst and Michael Salcedo is a friend of mine, and when I moved out to L.A., I called him and said, hey, I need a job. And so he called Becky, he told Becky, because they lived together, but he told Becky, hey, can you get him in for an audition? And I met the casting people, and I auditioned, and they gave me the part, you know. So that was that's how I got my GH gig. And it wasn't the same, you know. I could never watch General Hospital again after that because I met a lot of the people and I saw a lot of the sets, and it was work. So when I would watch the show, I would actually be watching my job. So it was a little different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a question from the chat room. Someone wants to know, are web series considered direct competition to network soaps?
I hope so. I don't know at this point. I think it will eventually. They're fairly new at this point, so they're not going to, you know, I don't think it's, you know, I think we need a little more time. It's kind of like the transition from radio to television and now television and internet. Eventually, soaps will probably just be on the internet. So for those who are kind of skeptical about watching a web soap, because I actually just recently heard that there are some soap fans who are saying, you know, I don't really want to watch a web soap. I'd rather just watch my television shows. That might not be a wise decision because I have a feeling that soaps will probably just be on the internet soon.
How many years from now do you think that will be? How long into the... that'll take? Like, how many years from now do you think that there won't be anything on TV, no, any soaps on TV?
Well, let's just take a look at the numbers. I was looking at the Nielsen's ratings on online, and Another World was canceled at 3.0, just about a little over 3 million viewers. And now the highest rated soap opera, one of the highest rated soap operas, are at 3.0. So
okay.
It could happen any time now. But I mean it's because of the fact that that people just aren't watching television anymore. Everyone's glued to their internet, you know. So we're losing a lot of a lot of viewers. And especially with the internet, you can kind of tune into YouTube, and all of a sudden you're watching your episode that you missed, and you know there, you don't get you know the Nielsen ratings don't credit that.
Are you planning on airing the episodes on your own website, or are you going to use YouTube to air them, or?
It's going to be on our YouTube channel,
okay.
which is Laney Films. Okay. It's also going to be on Vimeo, and it'll be on our official website. So we'll have it in a couple different places. The motorcycle just drove by. We'll have it in a couple different places.
Uh-huh.
What's your website address?
TheBayTheSeries.com is the address for the series. TheBayTheSeries.com, and then on YouTube it's Laney Films, Laney as in Los Angeles and New York, so L-A-N-Y, Laney Films,
okay.
all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the big deal
yeah.
with web series seems to be just how to pay for it to happen. Your
right.
main goal is mainly to get sponsors. Do you plan on charging a subscription fee for it or anything like that? Or?
I don't know. We haven't thought about that yet. I'd like the shows to be accessible to our fans because it's all about the fans. And without the fans, we don't have a show. And so I don't know if we'll do subscription. I mean, we'll do a subscription, but it's not going to cost anything. I mean, as far as I know at this moment, you know, I'll speak to my producing partners, but I just don't see why, it doesn't sound like it would make any sense to me. I want the fans to watch. I mean, you don't pay for ABC, NBC, or CBS, you just kind of tune into it. If you don't have cable, you still have ABC, CBS, and NBC. So I just don't think that you should be paying, I mean, there has to be another way for people to make money, and I think the best way to go about doing it when you can have millions of hits, product placement is the best deal. You know, just get product placement. Any company in the United States, millions of people can watch this show. Put your company's product or name into an episode. You know, and that's the best way to go about doing it. And so, it's all about getting the sponsorship. You know, the way we're doing it is the more sponsors we have, the more episodes we can produce. So that's what it boils down to.
We have a caller, area code 405.
Okay.
Yes.
405,
Hello?
You have a question?
Yes, I do. Gregory, you were talking, you mentioned a couple of times about how important sponsors are for the show. My question is, do the sponsors then have any creative say, like as far as casting or storyline direction or anything like that?
No, not at all. You see, the payoff for a sponsor is having their product being seen amongst, you know, possibly millions of viewers. So it's, for instance, say, you know, whatever, some Diet Coke company wants to sponsor us, you know, Diet Cola. And so they come and they say, here's my product. I'll give you whatever, $5,000, $1,000, or whatever it is. Put it into the series for a verbal. And so one of the characters in the show, Sarah Garrett, played by Mary Beth Evans, would say, hey, would you like a Coke? Or would you like a Diet Cola? Whatever it is. And then she'll pass, you know, if it's hands-on is another form of sponsorship. She would pass the product, you know, to another character.
Uh-huh.
And so the fans would actually see that Mary Beth's character is drinking Diet Cola, and so the fans would want to drink Diet Cola. Or if they're wearing a watch in a scene, and it's a beautiful watch, and everyone loves, you know, any male viewer is watching, or a wife is watching, you know, and they just like the way the watch falls on John Callahan's wrist. Hey, I want to buy that for my husband for Father's Day.
Right.
You know, so it's... It's that's basically what it's all about. And then, of course, there are other ways to sponsor the show by, you know, in the opening of each episode, it would say, this episode is brought to you by Diet Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be a link to the website and so on and so forth to get fans to see the product and kind of you know, just get the word out there.
Right.
That's what all that's what sponsorship is all about.
Okay, that
so.
Makes sense. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Totally.
Yeah. Along those lines, a fan is asking, how can fans help with sponsors? Can they help raise money for the show?
I know that my fan club is creating something, like a donation to the show. I mean, we'll gladly accept any sort of donation because the idea is to give the fans what they want. I listen, which is a problem with a lot of execs. They don't necessarily listen to their fans. But I try to have a close relationship with my fans. Hello?
I'm listening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I try to have a close relationship with my fans and hear what they want and, you know, and I try to give it to, you know, I will try to give it to them. But, you know, donations are great. You know, we gladly take any donations. I don't know. It hasn't been set up yet. I think a PayPal account will be eventually set up. But another great way to do it is if you know anyone that has a company, it doesn't matter where you are. The Internet is all over the world. And you want your company to be seen amongst, you know, millions of people. You know, we'll gladly send a sponsorship packet out and say, here, you know, this is what the show's about, and these are the type of views we get, and this is who's attached, and, you know, and it's open to any company out there, any company at all, any legit company, any legal company, of course, that's interested in sponsoring our product that kind of works for the show. It can be a clothing line or a fragrance or some kind of drink or a, you know, food or, I mean, there's so many different things, even a business, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's interested in sponsoring the product, there's all different prices from, you know, $5,000 to $1,000 or $1,000 to $5,000, depending on what type of product placement / sponsorship you're looking to get into.
Another question from the chat room is there going? Are you planning on doing interviews or air bloopers, behind-the-scenes stuff, like on your website along with the episode?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll definitely have plenty to show the audience. I mean, it's all about the video. It's all about streaming video. We're going to start by giving the fans weekly promos, and it'll introduce, you know, all of the major characters and some of the storylines. The first one will air, first or second week of June, the first promo will air, and it'll air all throughout the summer, and you can go on to Lainey Films' YouTube channel and catch these promos that introduce each of the characters. And then, of course, we'll have behind-the-scenes stuff, and, you know, that's all about, you know, it's all part of marketing, it's all part of publicity and promoting the show. So, yeah, we'll give the fans everything they need to see.
We have a caller. I think I know who this is. It's area code 252.
Cool.
That's me. How are you doing, Diva? This is
Hi, Carol.
Carol. Hello, Greg. How are you doing?
Carol?
Gregory, this is Carol. I was
Hi,
just
Carol.
Calling
this is my fan club president.
Well,
right,
one
Carol.
Of them. That's right. You've got a whole team working for you. But no, I called
Thank
to remind you.
I'm humbled by it.
No, you haven't said anything about the raffle at the kickoff park, and that's a great way to make money.
Yes, we are going to have a raffle. Yeah, I haven't mentioned anything yet. And the idea is, if anyone's coming to the kickoff party, we will be selling $10 raffles. These raffles, depending on how many raffles we sell, of course, we have to sell a minimum of 50 raffles. Whoever's in L.A., and whoever buys a raffle, whoever the lucky winner is, will have a walk-on part on the first day of shooting, which is 2 days later. So you'll actually appear in one of the episodes of the day amongst your other soap favorites.
Do you already have this role created? Are there lines and everything?
It's a walk-on role, which means that, you know, it's not a character. It's actually just featured. You're featured amongst some of the other characters. So it's not a character in the show. There's no way, because a lot of people are actually traveling from wherever they're traveling from. I can't develop a character, but you can be featured amongst these other you know, the other soap stars.
Okay. Well, the good news is that rumor has it, I'm pretty sure 50 tickets have already been sold. So,
Wow. That's so awesome.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that shouldn't be a real success. So, anyway, well, we'll have fun at the party. I wish I could be there, but I've
Thank
got
you,
obligations
Carol.
Here. You're certainly welcome, and I will talk to you later.
And I know Jen and Liz will be there, right? The other fan club president?
Jan and Liz will be there, and I think Nat, Jen's sister, will be there. Kim had said something about trying to go, but she's dealing with a lot of issues from bad weather, so I don't know if that's feasible anymore, but we'll
see. Oh,
wow.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Carol, for calling in.
No, you're certainly welcome. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay, thanks. Hard to know who's talking when. So with the episodes, are we talking once a week, you think?
Yes,
when
the episodes will be on once a week. Yeah, they'll air once a week starting this fall. So
like
September,
about 10-minute episodes or something like that?
They'll be anywhere between 5 to 8 minutes long right now. So, yeah, somewhere along 5 to 8 minutes each episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to write such short of an episode as far as what all you want to put in one episode?
You know, it's not. I write each episode. We call them chapters, but they're written. If it were airing on television, it would be like a 30-minute soap opera like, you know, Bold and the Beautiful or Port Charles mm-hmm. or Loving. And so the length of the show is about 24 minutes long. So it's kind of like when you're watching an episode of the first half hour of Days of Our Lives, it goes into the commercial break. That's basically what each scene, I mean, each episode would consist of before your first commercial break on a regular television show with a little more, with faster-paced stories. So, I'm writing it like a television show where it's, you know, several acts, and then we're just taking these acts and we're splitting them up into, you know, 5 to 8 minute episodes. So it's not difficult at all. You'll just have to tune in the next week to find out what happens.
Do you ever watch the old TV show Soap, a spoof of the operas?
I might have seen an episode of it. I know what it is. It's with Mona from Who's the Boss, right? But I've never seen it. No.
I was just curious. Yeah, I think Billy Crystal was in it too. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thing. Oh yeah, I know. I wonder if that's on YouTube somewhere. Yeah, I think one character had a mannequin and everything else. I always thought that'd be a neat concept for a web soap. Just, you know, making fun of
cool.
regular soap operas. We have a caller. Area code 949.
Hi.
949. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. This is Liz. Hi, Gregory. I'm Liz Sweetness over on Facebook. How are you?
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm looking forward to Thursday. And my question.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get Ben and
Liz, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to give you a little shout out. You've made some amazing banners for the show, for the fans.
Yeah,
I just want to say thank you. I
awesome.
Love your banners. And that's a great way to promote the show. Anyone who's listening out there who is a future Baywatcher, please you take Liz's banners and Kim's banners and post them on your page or wherever you need to post them because that'll definitely help
Jen,
spread the word. Thank
too.
You so much for that, Liz.
Yeah, thank you. So I just wanted to know if you could give us like a little background on the characters that are on the show because we haven't really heard much about that.
Okay. What would you like to know? Anyone in particular?
All of them.
Let me
just
guess.
A little bit. Just a little overview on what to expect on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary Beth Evans. We'll start with her since she's you know, kind of the center of everything. Mary Beth Evans plays Sarah Garrett. Sarah Garrett is a socialite who's kind of she has three children. She's not your typical mother. She's kind of edgy. She's romantic. She's exciting. I really don't know what to say about the story, because I kind of don't want to give anything away. I did post a spoiler alert on the Facebook page, on the Facebook groups page of the Beta series, where it kind of talks about all the characters. Mary Beth Evan plays Sarah Garrett. Her son, her children are played by Dylan Bruce, who was on As the World Turns. He plays Brian, her oldest son, who's kind of a bad boy. Then there's her daughter, Martha Madison, played by Martha Madison Marley, who they don't exactly have the best of relationships. Marley is involved with Tony. She's in an interracial relationship. They have a 3-year-old child. And then the youngest child, Pete Garrett, is played by Christos Andrews, who's new to the soap world. Actually, he's a professional, or he's actually an skateboarder in the Guinness Book of World Records. A wonderful actor. And he's the youngest son, Pete, who's kind of dealing with some issues and falls in love with, or he's kind of getting involved with this troubled girl, played by Leanna, played by Jade Harlow from Passions. And Jade plays Leanna, who's Lily Melgar's daughter. Lily Melgar's character, Janice, and Sarah, Mary Beth Devon's characters, are longtime rivals. They were interested in the same man who Mary Beth's character won and had, you know, a whole family with.
That's Lee, right? Lee?
That's Lee Nelson, who hasn't been cast yet. We are interested in one particular actor who's on Young and the Restless right now. And hopefully we can snab him. there's other stories going on. John Callahan plays Mackenzie, who's a cop who's falling in love with Christine, played by Sandy Robinson. Sandy is Christine is actually Lee Nelson's sister, and his wife, John Callahan's wife, character's wife, Mac, was recently died. She was the foster mother of Vivian, played by Sinesha Lynn, who is actually Pete Garrett's former girlfriend, which is Sarah's youngest son, and now he kind of cheated on her, and so now she's kind of mingling with a character named Will, who's played by Darrell Witt, who's also new to daytime. He's been in several of my films, wonderful actor. He's been in about 5 of my films, actually. But he's new to the daytime world. He did another web show. It's actually a radio show called Scripts and Scruples, produced by Roger Newcomb. And he was in Manhattan Nights, which also had an all-star soap cast.
What's his name again?
Darrell Witt.
Oh, Darrell Witt, that's right.
Yeah. And I think I might have named everyone. And then, of course, Brian's wife or fiance. The show starts off where he's getting married to a woman named Zoe Johnson, who's played by Taylor Stanley, who many might remember from Another World. There's some skeletons that Brian has in his closet that involve an actor by the name of Camden Toy, who's also new to daytime. He was best known for his role on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He looks like a great villain from the pictures I saw.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor. He was also in my film Sebastian. So.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for giving us that.
I hope I mentioned everyone. I don't think I missed anyone. If I did, I'm sorry. Gavin Houston plays Tony, who's Marley's husband, and that's Martha Madison's character. Goodness, I hope I mentioned everyone. I think that's pretty much the cast right now. Eileen Kristen will eventually join the show as Liza Garrett, which is Lex Martin, who I forgot. Lex Martin is played by Tristan Rogers. He's a commissioner of the show. And he's kind of the uncle to Sarah Garrett and the Garrett family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sounds great. Really look forward to it. And thanks for chatting with us. Okay, I'll see you Thursday.
You.
Bye.
Okay, all right, thanks. Okay. Awesome, I think that was very confusing. You'll have to watch it. It's not as confusing when you watch it. So...
You should probably bring it all out. It will make sense once you actually see it laid out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's hard to mention 15 characters in 15 minutes.
Yeah. You have such a who's who of all these different soap actors. Did you ever have to ask any of them to read for you or audition, or did you just know they were right?
No, I kind of knew they were all right. We did hold auditions, but I did know that they were all right. I think they're, I've had, interest in several different actors for several different parts, but this is the cast that I kind of went with and decided on that would be the best on screen. So
we have another caller. Get him on the line. Figures. Hello, area code 717.
Hello, 717.
Must have got seen. I think their I just hung up. Their phone. It sounded like their phone was messed up.
Oh, okay. 717, call back.
Have you watched the other web soaps, Venice and Gotham and all that?
Yes. Yes, I think Venice has done very well. I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan of Crystal Chappell for a while. She's a very classy woman. I think it's shot pretty well. I think, I have nothing. I mean, I think it's great. I wish them all the success in the world. I know they're going into their second season.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Messina, who's a friend of mine, did a lot of the post-production on that. Maria Messina was the associate producer of Guiding Light for many years, and we became friends. We did a project together back in the early, what is it, about 2003. She's Crystal's great, and I wish her all the success with her show. And I hope she. I don't know if there's an Emmy category this year, but I hope if she's nominated, she takes it. I have a lot of respect for her. And also, I don't know Martha Byrne, I wish them well as well. I think they have a great cast. I mean, I love both casts. Obviously, Venice has great people, but particularly the East Coast thing that Gotham has kind of interests me with Matt Crane and Lisa Peluso and Kurt McKinney. Kurt McKinney's a friend of mine. I think they have some really interesting people on Gotham as well. Anna Stewart, I love Anna.
I didn't know she was on there.
Yeah.
So it's like another world reunion on that one.
Well, yeah, that's probably why I like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they have some great people from another world on the show, so my hat's off to Gotham. Martha is doing her thing, so I wish them well. Venice, of course, is is definitely at a different league than Gotham, I'd like to see lots of shows like Gotham and Venice and Steamboat. I don't know what's happening with Steamboat, but that's Tim Zimmer's show. And then I think Imaginary Bitches is done, but Imaginary Bitches was a little different from the rest of them, but with Eden Regal and they were nominated for an Emmy last year, so I like that people are doing these web series, indie soaps, and I hope more people do them. So I have a lot of respect for anyone who goes that that length to actually bring it to life.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you've ever directed something that's specifically targeted for the web?
Yes.
Have you ever done like a film or anything like that for the web, or this is the first time?
No, I've never directed anything for the web. I have projects that are on the web, but I never directed intentionally for the web. This is the first time, and this is the future. The internet is the future, so I think we're going to see a lot more of this, and I hope to be a pioneer in it.
Uh huh. Well, I think it's definitely going to be the future. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I wish all those Venice and Gotham and the Bay and all of the shows coming out, good luck. And I think it's great that you guys are all going to have creative control of the shows, you know, so it doesn't become, you know, too torn to pieces by corporates and changing head writers and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to be the main writer, the head writer, and creator as long as I possibly, and producer as long as I could, and director as long as I could.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Things are actually, I mean, that's a lot of the downfall of a lot of daytime soaps are the transitions of, you know, of the powers that be. Santa Barbara is a perfect example. The powers that be, you know, just couldn't make it work, and that's what brought Santa Barbara to its end, even though they were nominated for a billion Emmys, so popular. And then, of course, you know, Another World and Procter & Gamble, and, you know, they've had some issues there, too. But I think the idea is to keep, you know, the same helms as long as you can. I mean, that's what made Young and the Restless so successful. And Bold and the Beautiful, the fact that, you know, it was the same powers that be kind of helming the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I think a single vision, you know, for, you know, the long term is good, as opposed to, you
yeah.
know, because the fans get jerked around, you know.
Yeah, if something good is happening, then keep it. You know, I think that's a big mistake that happens because people, you know, people can't seem to get along in this industry, and so suddenly,
yeah.
you know, they make rash decisions, and then shows kind of go in all these crazy directions.
And we've all seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a role in The Babes? I see you've acted in a lot of your own movies.
You mentioned something earlier in the, I mean, when you first introduced me, and thank you, that was a wonderful introduction. I actually am not an actor anymore. I did act, and I had fun acting, and I do have fun acting still, but I'm not an actor. And I will do a cameo because I love doing cameos in my stuff just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I might pop up as a bartender or a police officer or something somewhere along the lines, but I don't see myself playing a character. In fact, I would be spreading myself thin if I did that. I gotta focus on switching.
Would you ever create a character based on yourself for the show?
I don't think so. I'm not interesting enough. yeah, no, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Yeah,
so
I actually, my life is a soap opera, so I'll just leave it there. Yeah.
So you're not
Someone had a
M.
question
Night.
From. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so you're not going to appear like M. Night Shyamalan and like kind of put a spoiler in the movie, like he doesn't all. Well, he's in every one of his films, I believe, and but I think the
yeah,
one
yeah.
you yeah.
Yeah, I've been in all my films. A little different for television. I'll definitely make some appearance at some point. But yes, I have starred. I've done cameos in all of my films. I think all of my films, and it's always a blast.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Lori. Go right ahead with the question.
Oh, someone just had a question from the chat room. If the actors are going to be wearing their own wardrobe, or if you guys are going to have a wardrobe department.
We do have someone who's in charge with wardrobe. That, again, has to do with sponsorship. You know, sometimes we're kind of obligated to use certain things for certain actors because they're sponsoring our project.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little bit of both. It is definitely a group effort. A lot of actors actually prefer using their own wardrobe because they're just comfortable in it. They know what they look like. And especially with these very ultra low budget projects, you know, we need all the help we can get.
Mm-hmm. Are the actors going to get paid?
Actors will get paid, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. But you never know with those series. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Venice, there was some concern Crystal Chappelle was talking about the actors being paid. That was why I was wondering.
Well, that's exactly why we need sponsorship, because, I mean, if we can do this for free, we can do it forever, but, you know, everyone needs to survive, and so that's what we need sponsors for. The more sponsors we get, the longer we can keep the project going, that money goes into producing. Producing requires payment of cast and crew and locations and, you know, all the necessities to make the project, you know, happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
if someone from the chat one, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sure, you know, someone like Mary Beth Evans, who a very well-respected actress, I mean, that's her job. That's what she does for a living, like everyone else has a job. And so she'd love to do this forever, but if there's no money coming in, then, you know, it's just not feasible. Everyone has a family.
Mary, any other questions?
Yeah, this is a question from the chat room. Someone wants to know if you have a theme song yet, and will the band have its own style of music?
Yes, we have. We're working. I have someone who's working on the music. I got a guy who's been extremely helpful in many ways. He's my DP slash editor slash slash composer slash pain in the. I'm sorry. No, that's something else. But yes, he's composing some music for the series, and he's just an amazing artist. So his name is Eitan Sanskatz, or better known as Sanchez. But yeah, he's going to be composing some stuff. We're working together on some themes for the song. We've already started, actually. So yes, the show will have a theme song like every other show, and we'll have some score composed for the series. So yeah, and I also want to give a shout out to someone else. Jessie Adelini, who's one of my producers, and she does an amazing job. She's the best one on the planet. She was competing in a GoDaddy, the web, GoDaddy. She was competing amongst other people for a GoDaddy commercial, and her commercial won yesterday, and she won $100,000. So
wow!
So I'm very, very happy for her. Yes. Yeah, so. Just wanted to give her a little shout out.
That's really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you can find it online. I don't know where you would find it. Maybe I'll post it on my Facebook page somewhere so you guys can check out the commercial. It's a great commercial. They produced it in one day. And it's that type of quality that you'll get with the Bay.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, that's fantastic. She's
one of my producers, yeah.
We had people wondering how. I know you were talking about the cast fights and all that, and more like Dynasty. Will we be having anything that's you would see typical soap operas like Back from the Dead storylines, doppelgangers, identical twins, or is it going to be a bit more reality based?
No, it's definitely going to be over the top. I think a soap opera. Is not a soap opera without the fun. We need to intrigue the audience. And that was one of the things that I said about Days of Our Lives that I just found so fun, where every time I tuned into Days of Our Lives, something crazy was happening, whether someone was being exercised or acid was being thrown in someone's face or some craziness was happening. And I guess I'm a male, so I kind of like that excitement. You know, so there'll be plenty of that. There'll be plenty of those fun, over-the-top stories and cat fights of course, but there'll still be family and it'll be a combination of everything. If you can, you know, there's a way to do it where you're not too far-fetched where people are just saying, okay, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Like a show that, you know, was on the air for a little while on NBC. But I think it'll be a little bit of both. It will have some of that over the top storylines, ghosts, and maybe somebody might come back from the dead. I don't know, a long lost twin or whatever the case. But it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. It'll be, you know, Luke and Laura on the run type of thing. It'll be the romance of Patch and Kayla. It'll be you know, eaten, thrown in a pool of sharks if we can get the budget for that, you know. So it'll have fun, compelling, exciting stories that'll keep people on the edge of their seats with the romance, with the family, you know, the essence of the Corey family on Another World, or the Quartermain family on General Hospital, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a little bit of everything to entice the fans. But we won't have any witches. I don't plan on doing witch stories. So or vampires.
Yeah,
so.
Vampires are overdone. Yeah, there's a lot of vampires.
Too many vampires.
Too many vampires now.
Yeah. So.
Well, we've come to the end of our show.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. It's been a very enjoyable hour, and we've learned so much. And I absolutely can't wait to watch the Bay. And please keep us informed, and we'll keep it out there for everybody to tune in.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I hope the listeners enjoyed. I hope they got what they want from this interview, and that they'll tune in, or that this interview has enticed other fans to come, because it's all about the fans, you know. Anything you need, I have a wonderful fan club president right now. You can find her online. I'm not exactly sure where, but if you go to thebaytheseries.com, it'll link you to our Facebook groups page. Join there. I try to answer as many questions as I can. I try to communicate with the fans as best as I can. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed. But please, please show your support and spread the word. And if you know any companies out there who are interested in sponsoring us, you can find me on Facebook. Hit me up and let me know, and we'll get your company seen in an episode, or your product seen in an episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. And thanks to everybody who called in. That was awesome. I'm so glad that everybody got to call in. And thanks to Marianne and Lori again for co-hosting.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks. I learned a lot today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank
I can't wait to see it now.
Yeah.
Thank you, fans.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good night,
Thanks.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think the show has ended, but, you know, we might still be being taped. So just let everybody know that.